And now, everyone's favorite autodidactic iconoclast, Drew Marshall.
Joining us in studio is Rant Maggie Rant. And let me just find the paperwork on this, because there are 33 of them here in studio right now. In the studio is Lindsay Schindler. Hello, Lindsay Schindler.
Hello.
Who's your fiddle hero?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them.
The cat? Seriously, nobody? Thank you.
And the fiddle?
Thank you very much. It's exactly where we were going with that one. Stay with the program.
Yeah.
Lindsay, thank you for fiddling about. How long have you been fiddling for?
I've been fiddling for about 25 years.
Right. Okay. I don't want to go down that road anymore.
Almost my entire life.
Right, yeah. Glenn.
Yes.
Glenn, lead vocals, recorders, and percussion.
Yes.
You're pretty kind of an ambidextrous fella, aren't you?
Try to be.
What's that big wooden stick in your hand?
This is a tenor recorder.
I like those. I wish I could. See, this is all I got.
Well, that's very nice.
Yours is the size it can.
Yours is bigger than mine. Well,
mine is also wooden.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like Pinocchio. Does it grow when you lie? Nothing else. Moving along. And then Barry James Payne. Guitars, harmonica, background vocals. Barry, what kind of harp do you play? Your blues harp. What do you play?
It's a Hohner.
Yeah, all Hohners?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Never got into the Oscars?
Nope.
No. I had to jump. I got rid of my Hohner collection and jumped over to Oscars.
Mm, okay. Well, I'm just not that rich.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't have much money.
I know. I found this old black blues man that I followed around and stole him from him, basically.
Oh.
Well, we went back to the retirement home every night, so I just nicked him. Barry, would you mind introducing the other three members who are here today?
I'll get all
by the way, don't you notice that every St. Patrick's Day I start having a wee twinge in my voice? Anyway, who's here?
Yeah, well, to my left is, what's your name again? Steve Clark on bass, and Dave Clydesdale on accordion.
Does he have big feet?
Whistle? Very.
Okay.
Very. Very.
And our original
it's
drummer.
It's Clydesdale, not Clydesdale.
Clydes.
Yes.
There's no D?
There's no
there.
D.
No.
Clydesdale.
Okay. All right.
But he still has furry feet.
And who's your...
And Rob LaRose on percussion.
You know what? Let's get everybody kind of tuned up, and maybe we'll just do a little... Give us a little instantaneous something-something where everybody's playing, and then we'll come back, have a wee chat, and then get right into another proper song, will you? So we just want to make sure our mic levels are all set, because this is a big production, folks. This is going to make Gian look tiny talentine, okay? All right, boys and girls and lady, let's have a wee listen. This is why I get paid the big bucks. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. All right. Well, listen, why don't we get right into another live song? You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. This is our St. Patrick's Day special. And as is tradition, each and every week, Tim and I like to say, here's to you and your mutter.
Oh, that's up. Good thing, girl.
Tim's beer got a little excited. All right, folks, Rant, Maggie Rant, live in the studio with their first track. And Lindsay, what's the first song going to be?
It's a vocal piece.
I'm going to get you talking whether you like it or not, young lady. What is it going to be?
You figured me out. It's a vocal piece, Kunla and Kitty Layover.
I'm sorry, excuse me? It's called what again?
It's called Kunla.
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 Yeah.
Kunla.
Which means?
It's a person's name. It's a name.
Right. Okay, Glenn.
I do have a mic, and right. It's hard to get me to stop talking.
Right. So. That's just why I want to bring Lindsay in as much as possible today. This would be fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on the Drew Marshall Show, and hopefully not the last, Rant, Maggie, Rant.
Who is that there now knocking the window pane? Who is that there now knocking the window pane? Who is that there knocking the window pane? Only me, says Kunla. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe I shouldn't, says Kunla. Now tickling the toes of me, who is that there? Now tickling the toes of me, who is that there? Tickling the toes of me, only me, says Kunla. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe I shouldn't, says Kunla. Tickling the thighs of me, who is that there? Now tickling the thighs of me, who is that there? Tickling the thighs of me, only me, says Kunla. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Kunla, dear, don't come any nearer me. Maybe I shouldn't, says Kunla. If the kettle boiled over, what would you do? Only fill it again. And what would you do if the cow ate the clover? What would you do? Only set it again. Dug in the frost is all over, Kitty lie over close to the wall. How would you like to be married to a soldier? Kitty lie over close to the wall. The pretties Cell ball and the herons are roasting. Kitty lie over close to the wall. You to be drunk and me to be sober. Kitty lie over close to the wall! Would you like to be married to a soldier? What would you do? Would you follow his men? And what would you do if they drown in the ocean? What would you do? Would you marry again?
Unbelievable. Best thing I've ever had go down in the studio. I'm telling you, right there. And we've had the Toronto Mass Choir, the Watoto Children's Choir. We've had like 5,000 people in this room. You think it's hot now?
You think
Man.
It's small now?
Do you know how hard it is to sit down during a song like that? Like, I can't even get up here. I don't know why I have the inflections every time. Every St. Patrick. Thank you very, very much for coming, you guys.
My
I know
pleasure.
It's a bit of a trek to get here and to... kind of set up, and you know, it's a hassle, but we hope that our listeners take a liking to you.
Thanks for having
and buy your stuff.
They can like us on Facebook too.
They can. And can I say, you need more Twitter followers. So yeah. Go to, what is your Twitter handle?
At Maggie Rant.
At Maggie Rant. Who'd have thunk?
At Rant Maggie Rant.
Did I say that?
No.
What
didn't.
Did I say? At Maggie Rant?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I'm three in. Listen, folks, brilliant melting pot of sound. Rant Maggie Rant is loved by traditionalists who enjoy their time-honored approach and style, while listeners of other musical genres, like acid rock, are drawn to the band's fusion of punchy roots, blues, rock guitar, and the syncopated world influences of hand drumming spiced with Latin, Middle Eastern, and run-on sentences. In studio today is the core band, Stratford-based trio Lindsay Schindler on fiddle and background vocals. Glenn Dias is the lead vocals, recorders, percussion. He does all sorts of things. By the way, the balance that you have with your lungs on that song, wow. Like, you see people in American Idol running out of breath when they're trying to push stuff they don't know, and you got that nailed down perfectly.
Thank
so
you.
Really, really well done.
I like to breathe.
I like to breathe. Is that in your Lava Life profile? Barry James Payne, guitars, harmonica, background vocals. Barry, that just is, I can't see the headstock. I don't know what guitar that is.
This is a Breedlove out of Oregon.
Oh, it's out of Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, then it's made out of good wood. And then joining him today to make the studio even hotter is London-based Rob LaRose. Did I say it right? LaRose. Sorry. You'd think I would know.
La Rose is a La Rose is a La Rose.
Yes. And he's the prick. Never mind. And Steve Clark is on bass. Listen, do you play double at all?
Yeah.
Do you have your own?
Yeah.
I hate you. Love those things.
You can borrow it.
Oh, thank you, yeah. We'll go through customs with that. And then Dave... Dave, is your name really spelled D-A-E-V?
Yeah. And I never really liked the conventional spelling of Dave.
You did not.
No, it's just
you're
too many
your mother was thing. Dyslexic?
No, it just seems to work for me that way, and I've been doing it for years.
Give us a little thing in that Irish whistle, that the thing there you got, whatever the heck it is. See, I'm telling you, when I hear that, and your big wooden thing over there, and the
Thank
pipes,
you.
And the pipes, seriously, this is the stuff I work out to at the gym. Because I want to beat the snot out of somebody. I will fight to the death with this music. It just, and I don't mean it makes me angry.
You should be scared.
No, but it just fires me up. And I think it's because Marshalls came from Scotland and then were sent over to Northern Ireland as Protestant planters, and we've been ticking off Catholics ever since. What else do we got here? Okay, listen, Rant Maggie Rant returns to Toronto's prestigious folk roots venue, Hughes Room, tonight for the fourth consecutive year to perform a spirited St. Patrick's Day celebration concert at 8:30. So go ahead Grab yourself some amazing seat. There really isn't a bad seat in the house. You can even stand by the bar in the back foyer and catch the gig beautifully. It's a brilliant spot. This is the perfect opportunity for all you folks who want to be like me, Irish, to go and fake it. HughesRoom.com is the website you want to go to. RantandMaggieRant.com is the other website you want to go to. Let's do another song. What are we going to do, folks?
We're going to do a couple tunes. Mm-hmm. The first one's called The Gooseberry Bush.
Wait, is this a medley?
It's two tunes.
So does two tunes make a medley, or does it have to be three?
I guess two is enough.
Yeah, okay.
It meddles them.
It does, yes. Sorry, I interrupted. It's my ADD. Yes?
Gooseberry Bush.
Pardon me?
Gooseberry Bush is the first tune, and Julia Delaney.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, live on The Drew Marshall Show, maybe my most favoritest band ever. Rant, Maggie, rant. absolutely amazing. You guys are freaks, I'm telling you. Seriously. All right, listen, we're going to take a wee short break now and fire off their CD and play a song from that as we go to our break. But before we go right to our break, we want to just tell you about the sponsor of this segment for this month. This month, live on the Drew Marshall segment, devoted solely to the art of music. Sponsored this month by Emily's House. When there is no cure, there is Emily's House. Emily's House, by the way, is Toronto's first children's hospice. And to be honest, there's only one thing you need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and supported as possible during the last weeks, months, or possibly days together. I went down and had a visit there a couple of weeks ago. Wow, what a place. Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's House, said this the other day. I have had 16 big operations and lots of smaller ones. This makes getting through each day really hard, but I'm so happy for the help that they give me here. It all helps me forget my pain for a while, and when I get scared, I can ask for help. The families at Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, right? We've all heard of that. But what about the kids from our own communities, from our own neighborhoods? It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. Yeah, this is a bit of a heavy thing, but this is a way you can lift the spirits of these families. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, it's time. Go to emilyshouse.ca and donate today. Because when there is no cure, there's Emily's House.
Now tickling the thighs of me, who is up there? Now tickling the thighs of me, who is up there? Tickling the thighs of me, only me, says Cunula. Cunula, dear, don't come any near to me. Cunula, dear, don't come any near to me. Cunula, dear, don't come any near to me. Maybe's a shooting, says Cunula. Over, what would you do? Only fill it again. And what would you do if the cow ate the clover? What would you do? Only set it again. And the frost is all over, kitty lie over, close to the wall. How would you like to be married to a soldier? Kitty lie over, close to the wall.
Folks, again, this band is live in studio. Folks, you are listening to our St. Patrick's Day special. You are also listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and we have over 150 countries listening in at this very moment, which is kind of weird. It's just a weird thing. We also are sort of live right here on Joy 1250 here in Southern Ontario. It's a shame with all this beautiful music to be on an AM station, but that's the way it works. I guess we've been doing this for 11 years. We're in season 11 now, and every St. Patrick's Day, we try to do something a little different. And boy, this is different today. Absolutely thrilled to have Rant and Maggie Rant in studio with us. You've been listening to them. That was their CD, which, of course, you can purchase. Go to rantmaggierant.com and find out all about that. I'm sure they sell all sorts of things like autographed bagpipes and flammable kilts. And
there's a book, a new book out.
Is not.
Us. Yes, there is. A pictorial following us through the course of a year by a very good friend of ours who's a photographer and videographer from Montreal named Steve Bain, and he's been documenting us for the last 5.5 years. So
wow.
The book has just come out.
Wow. Who's your publicist again? What's her name? Or the lady I've been dealing with?
Mary Lou Shagan.
Mary Lou. She was fantastic. Yeah, just great. Great to work with. Now, we were just talking while the music was playing there about some famous Canadian musician who lives in Stratford. What was her name again?
Lorena McKennett.
Yeah, I don't think I know much about her. She's got to be doing okay.
Yeah,
she's
got to be doing all right. Not bad at all.
How did you? What's the formation of this group? How did you lot find each other? The three of you, of course. I mean, two of you are from Stratford, so you must have, there must have been a geographical thing.
Yeah, well, it started with Lindsay. And Lindsay.
Everything
Rob.
Starts with Lindsay.
Yeah, it started with Lindsay. And Lindsay knew Rob from London. I'm going to let you just take over from there because you have that backstory.
Well,
you and Rob.
Well, I don't want to make him
it
feel
sounds like a soap
like
opera.
Old or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Rob was my high school music teacher. So I kind of had met him initially there, and then I taught his daughter violin and fiddle lessons for a while, and we kind of always wanted to play together, did some, you know, kind of casual stuff, and then decided to get together and officially have more of a band and connected with these guys. And
I was the next on board.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yes.
So with the fiddle gang, there's a couple of names I want to try to bring up so I look fiddle cool, okay? Number one, except I can never remember this guy's name. He's played with Ally Matthews. We were just chatting of her before. But he also, like...
Don Reed.
I was going to say, he is the most quiet, unassuming, live-in-your-car kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, okay, sure, yeah, laid back.
I don't know Don. I know of him. And we have other friends who play.
Freak show on the fiddle.
Yeah, he's played.
He used to play with South Mountain.
South Mountain.
And what about the Abrams brothers? Have you heard of them yet?
Yeah, we actually shared a bill with them one summer.
Okay.
When we were at Blue Skies Festival.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're coming up. I mean, they're young guys. Do you remember Brian Abrams from Teen Ranch, Tim? It's their his boys. His father used to be in the RCMP. Just thought I'd let you know.
They were great.
And then
are great.
We were talking about the Weebs earlier as well, and Shane and Angela Weeb. Angela is quite good on the fiddle as well, quite proficient on the fiddle. Her brother plays in the symphony as well. So I'm getting to know more and more of you fiddlers, violinists. And that, you know, it's a standard question. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? I'm sure it sounds like a setup for a joke, but is it just all in the way you play it?
It's all in the style.
Yeah, that's it, right. Do you ever go up to the Shelburne Fiddle Contest?
I did when I was very
much younger. Did you compete?
Yeah, like I think in the 10 and under, whatever that
good for
is.
You.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's big in the Marshall family. We're kind of from all up in that neck of the woods. And
okay.
Back in the day, we dominated. No, we were just we're just attenders. I think my father might be listening now, actually. Hi, Dad. He is the patriarch of the Marshall family. And he's on his way to Florida. I was trying to get him to come in today because he'd love you guys. I actually wanted him to come to either Hugh's room tonight at 8:30. Or to the Clyde Church, which is on Highway 10 just north of Brampton, about 12, 15 minutes north of Brampton, because that gig will be on Sunday at 7.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
7 o'clock. And that'll be very cool. The acoustics in that building will be kind of really cool, at risk of not using a word.
Well, we like playing churches. A lot of sanctuaries are really, really beautiful acoustically for playing in, and atmospherically. The whole ambiance of them is wonderful.
Yeah. I kind of feel like I want to get to know you guys, but I feel like we're wasting our time chatting. So let's get to another tune. Can we do another song?
Yeah, and I'd like to just set this one up a little bit.
Please, please.
If I may. I think that this is a very meaningful and enduring song that was written by a very good friend of mine named Ryan McKenna. We haven't recorded this yet. And what this song does is it invites the listener or the viewer, the audience, to celebrate the life of a dear person that they've lost through death. And it could be a sad song, but it's not a sad song because it's a celebratory song.
Sure, as all funerals are in the Irish traditions.
Yeah, and it just invites the listener to raise a glass to that special person that comes to mind that's passed away.
And what's it called?
It's called Guinness for Two.
Guinness for Two on the
Drew. By Ryan McKenna.
By Ryan McKenna on the Drew Marshall Show by the lovely and amazing and unbelievably talented Rant Maggie Rant.
Than we were nearly yesterday. Death is a mystery to those left behind, so we offer a chorus to those gone before us, and one in particular shines. So I'll say hello to the girls that you know, and they'll laugh till they cry over stories of you at a table for one. I'll recall all you've done. And I'll finish my Guinness for two.
Thank you.
is a mystery to those left behind. So we offer a chorus to those gone before us, and one in particular shines. So I'll say hello to the girls that you know, and they'll laugh till they cry over stories of you. At a table for one, I'll recall all you've done, and I'll finish my Guinness for two.
Unbelievable stuff, man! You guys are giving me the shivers. So I have my funeral planned, right? And that's now bumped.
You know what is
something
really cool
else
about what you've just said? Is that Barry and I have had occasion. Actually, Lindsay was supposed to join us at a memorial that she couldn't make it to because of the inclement weather. She just through the snowy conditions, she couldn't make it. But we've been invited to perform that at two different memorials within the last couple
of months.
Oh,
heck yeah!
That's what I say. It's a timeless and enduring song. It's going to be part of the canon. We have, as I said, we haven't recorded it yet.
You haven't laid that one down yet?
No, not yet. We will.
What is it really about this music, Lynn? That this is how judgmental I am. My thinking is, if you don't resonate with this music, I hate you. What is it about it? And is it because it's in my blood and there's something symbiotic about this whole thing? It doesn't have to be in your blood. It gets in your blood.
Well, it is infectious. And the other thing is that it has an ancient root. It goes way back. And North American music, if you look at blues, jazz, rock and roll, comes from the black African tradition, basically. But the other side of North American music, which is a lot of country music and folk music, found a lot of its origin in the Scottish, Irish, UK immigration that came across. So there are lots of songs that people would know but would not know that their original root was Irish or Celtic or Scottish music. You know, I'm not thinking of any titles right now, but, just lots of them. And there are different artists who have brought that to the fore.
Lindsay, I'm bringing you back in here again because I told you I was going to make you talk. Who would you say would be sort of the top, when you think of Irish or when you think of Celtic, when you think of music from the island, who stands out for you? I mean, for me, unfortunately and fortunately, I mean, it's the Irish Rovers, because they're not really Irish. They're actually Canadian. I mean, they're Irish, but they're Canadian, right? The Canadian-based group. That's why I grew up listening to them, because they were really spun out here in Canada in a big way. Can you think of any others, Lindsay, or even Barry, if you want to throw in? Yeah,
probably the Chieftains.
The Chieftains,
for sure.
You know, I looked up the other day and found out that, and this surprised me because I was trying to book Enya on the show, but she has pulled away all contact whatsoever because she has been horrifically stalked. As a matter of fact, the castle she bought was broken into and someone was attacked in this place, which, you know. If you buy a castle, you got to expect to be invaded.
You should dig a moat.
But again, I've never been a big fan of the sort of the ambient music, you know, the ambient thing of Enya. I'm not a huge Enya fan, but I was astounded to see where she was at in terms of Irish artists and what they've earned. Mm-hmm. My goodness, that woman has made a lot of money, a lot of money.
Well, Lorena's kind of in that category as well.
Is
very much
not.
So. Yes, she is. Absolutely.
Really?
Internationally renowned. Very, very big.
She sells out every show.
Does she?
every show. When
there are movie soundtracks with her work. Yeah. And she's, you know, like she just did a tour in Brazil. You know, she's, well, and we're not going to talk about Lorena. She's got enough press.
Yeah, enough about her, Lorena. Let's talk about Rant Maggie Rant.
Folks, we want her to talk about us.
They're going to do one more song here live in the studio and then chuff off to a little place called Hugh's Room, which is down in Toronto. It's in the West End and very easy to get to, and it is easily one of the, if not the, premier listening venue in Toronto. All right, rantmaggierant.com is the website, rantmaggierant.com. By the way, is there something to the name of the band, folks? Barry, where did that name come from?
I'll let Glenn or Lindsay.
Glenn?
There's a lot of tunes Lindsay? That we play that have the Maggie in them.
Yes.
So it's kind of come from some of those tunes. And
you just imagine an angry redhead, don't you?
Well, ranting,
are there any
yes.
other kind of redheads? Or as they say in Scotland, a ginger.
A ginger.
Ginger.
As opposed to ginger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There have been grandparents, let's put it that way, named Maggie associated with this band.
Okay.
And that's what we'll just leave
and
it
we'll
at
just
that.
Stay with that right there. Folks, for their last song here on the Drew Marshall Show during our St. Patrick's Day special, Rant Maggie Rant.
Sally, what a whittle laddy, I be bowden, eh? Be bitten, tally, what a bowden, I be bowden, eh? Sally, what a whittle laddy, I be bowden, eh? Be bitten. Vish dinner, 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 vish. Ali could you umshu shla is the better?
Ali could you umshu shla?
Ali could you umshu shla is the better?
Ali could you umshu shla?
Be bitten, tally on the bone, I be bone, eh? Stally while a little laddy, I be bone, eh? Be bitten, tally on the bone, I be bone, eh? Stally while a little laddy, I be bone, eh? Be bitten. Fish to the bell, fish to the bell, fish to the bell,
Un, deux, trois, quatre.
kidding me. Absolutely amazing. What a great way to finish. Man, that was fantastic. Okay, what? That wasn't Gaelic.
That's Quebecois and Acadian.
It was
so
Acadian.
The first tune was Quebecois, and then the last two were Acadian.
Man.
The middle piece is commonly known as the Mi'kmaq song, or the correct pronunciation is Mi'kmaq.
Okay.
Right? And it's, so that's Mi'kmaq.
That was
Mi'kmaq.
Written by Angelique.
Jolie? And Brad Pitt.
Angelal Arsino.
Arsino.
Right.
From Miquelon. What is it called? Miquelon Islands?
I'm not well versed there.
It's the French islands, right? Beside
Miquelon. There you go. Thank you. There's a scholar in the room.
somewhere.
Anyway, $5 that guy.
Well, guys, the time just flew by. I could just do 4 hours straight of this. You would want to be paid for that. I just wish you the best. I hope your gigs forever sell out.
May you be
buried in a casket made out of 1,000-year-old oak that was planted yesterday.
Nice.
Thank you.
I want mine with a bell attached.
Okay. A cowbell. Love it. Well done. Thank you. Sincerely, what a blast, man. Yes.
Andrew, thanks.
Thank you for having us.
No, thank you.
Thanks for the refreshment.
I figured you might as well start off right. Okay, folks, a short break on our show, and just before we go to break again, I want to let you know that live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, sponsored this month by Emily's House. Emily's House is Toronto's first children's hospice, and to be honest, there's only one thing you need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and supported as possible during their last weeks, months, days, whatever it is, together. Again, I was there a couple of weeks ago. Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's House, said this the other day. I've had 16 big operations, lots of smaller ones. This makes getting through each day really hard, but I'm so happy for the help given to me. It all helps me forget my pain for a while, and when I get scared, I can ask for help. So the families at Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, right? But what about kids from our own communities, from our own neighborhoods? It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. It's a bit heavy, but man, they need you. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, it's time. Go to emilyshouse.ca and donate today. Because when there is no cure, there's Emily's House. We'll be right back with more of our St. Patrick's Day special. Stay with us.